live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Alex Hughes is the Cambridge-based entrepreneur behind the online small business community Shifties. On Monday, often referred to as Blue Monday, he'll be hosting a 24-hour Speak Up Live-a-thon to talk to a range of people with the aim of shifting to a positive mindset for 2021 and raising money for local mental health charity CPSL Mind. I spoke to him earlier. So, Alex, you're the person behind the small business community Shifties. Can you give us a little bit of an idea of how that works and how that came about?
Yes, of course. So Shifties was really founded out of a need of my own. I couldn't find my own tribe, if you like. I'd started my own business and I've done all of what the books told me to do. And, you know how it is. You get yourself out there. You try and find other people to connect with. And up until 2018, I couldn't kind of find where I belonged. I was always a bit of a rebel anyway, right from a kid. So I was always the naughty corner. So Shifties was kind of developed out of a need just to create an open space and an open community for micro and small businesses in Cambridgeshire to just connect, learn and grow together. So we have challenges that we put on, small events that are hosted up in St. Neots. And we just try to support each other on this very strange and challenging journey that we're all on, trying to build our own little businesses. So we've expanded a lot over the last 2 years. We're just under 1,000 members in the community now, and it's completely free and it's there for anyone. It's a very inclusive place, and it's expanded to a point now where we want to do more for the community and get more involved in more social impact exercises once everyone's got their oxygen masks on. So it's very much been our message for the last year has been, yeah, get your oxygen mask on, then look left, right and around you to try and help other people. So that's very much an attitude that we have in Shifties.
So it's interesting, you were going well before lockdown occurred, but I bet it's been a great source of help for everybody.
It really has. March was hard for everyone. And, you know, I couldn't tell you one person who enjoyed last March, you know, and it was really, really hard at first. But we saw the community just rise up to the challenge through the entire period, especially the first lockdown. The first lockdown was the hardest one because it was just so confusing. You know, we couldn't just follow and hope. You know, businesses were falling down. People didn't know what furlough meant. Furlough wasn't a word.
No, absolutely. You know,
so we were trying to pull together all this information, and my accountant, bless him, Cam, and I, we jumped on live on a Monday night, every Monday night for 8 months, just helping people, signposting them to support from a financial point of view, but also just being an ear to say, you know what, we're here, we'll put on some free events, let's have a chat, let's put on some entertainment, we get a band come and stream into the group, run some, you know, LinkedIn challenges and help people get online for their digital offerings or pivot their business. And, you know, we just tried to be there as much as we could. And we put on average about 2 to 3 events a week. Wow. Throughout the last year. And it's, you know, we've done it all free and contributed by the community. So it's been a really interesting time. As you say, yeah, we had plans to do all
of
sorts,
course,
as you can imagine.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, yeah.
You know, as you do.
I think it's wonderful, though, that it's really shown how the good side of all of this, if there is a good side, is how independents have really looked to help each other. There's no like, I'm all right, Jack, you know, I'm just going to get on. Everyone's looking to how they can support each other. And some great things have come out of this. Now, one thing I want to talk about is what you're going to be doing next Monday, which, as you know, normally in journalistic speak is known as Blue Monday. And it's, yeah, it'll be across the media as being kind of the most depressing week of the year. Now, as if we haven't had enough of those recently. But you've had a brilliant idea to do something really positive next Monday. Now, what's it all about?
So we wanted to do exactly what, we wanted to reverse Blue Monday. So yeah, when I looked into it and when I heard about Blue Monday, I didn't really think much of it. Like you say, it's always been there, it's present. You think, oh, well, it kind of makes sense. It's very, you know, inverted commas here, a depressing time of the year. But I wanted to understand it, and it turned out that, you know, if you look at it and you look at the history of it, it was essentially developed by a travel company to sell
Absolutely.
Holidays.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah.
And I thought, this is just ridiculous. I'm not having this. So we wanted to create an event that would drive nothing but positivity over that 24-hour period. So from midnight to midnight I'm live on Facebook and LinkedIn via the Shifties pages. And I'm inviting other guests to come and share their stories of resilience and share their positivity moving forward. And in doing so, we've paired up and we're supporting a charity called CPSL Mind, who are a wonderful charity in our area that are there to support people with mental health challenges. And we want to raise £10,000 throughout the event. And we've got all sorts of guests coming on to join me, which is just going to be a really uplifting and positive day. So we're looking to reverse it. We're hoping this will be the first of many events like this
okay.
every year. So we're hoping it's a success this year round,
yeah.
and I recover well from it and I can maintain my energy.
So are you doing all the interviewing?
I'll be there all from 24 hours. I will be there. So I've got, bless him, David Duker, who's a wonderful man. He owns a CIC called the Tally Ho Project, and he's doing the midnight till 7 in the morning shift with me. And then after that, every half an hour, I have a different guest come and join me.
And have you got any examples you can share with us of who the guests might be so people can get a taste?
For sure. So we've got, for example, we've got Ed Goodman, who owns Freelance Heroes, and he's also getting involved in the good work that's being done with the CALM initiative over in St. Ives. And we've got a representative from CPSL Mind coming on. We've got Danielle Bridge, who owns ABC Life Support. They do mental health training. We've got Justin Lee, who's a leadership coach, and he's going to be sharing more about mindset. And then we've also got, you know, your business owners that have been through this last year and share their stories of how they've kind of their darkest hour in all of this and how they've helped themselves or supported other people to get through it. So we've got all sorts of stories from very different people. Neil, I think one person that you will know, Neil Badara from
absolutely, yes,
Cambridge Fruit Company.
Yes.
He's a wonderful man. He's coming to come and join me. We've got the local mayor. We've got Saneas Football Club chairman coming to join me. So we've got a right range of people to come and join me. And also, we have, for anyone that donates to the charity throughout it, we've also had a lot of prizes donated by the independent businesses involved in Shifties that range from Som Salon, who's going to give 6 months free haircuts to people, hampers, you've got all sorts going on.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that sounds absolutely brilliant, Alex. What a brilliant way to turn over not only Blue Monday, as it were, like you say, in quotes, but also for this, start of a year, let's think fresh, let's think positive. Because I think local businesses and anyone else, without a business will be really interested in lots of things that everyone's got to say within this time. So you mentioned it's on Facebook. How do people find you? Or if they want to even just donate or get involved in, the prizes or whatever.
So if you go to shifties.co.uk, there's a picture right at the top with the logo for the Liveathon. You just click on that and there's a link to the event page and a link to our Just Giving page if people want to donate. And an important thing to remember, if you do donate, make sure it's not anonymous because that way we can pull out who gets the prizes at the end of it.
Oh, that's lovely. And also, if people are interested in getting involved in Shifties itself and becoming part of your community, was that your website be the best place for them to go?
Absolutely. And as I mentioned before, it's completely free and an inclusive community for anyone who wants to get started in business or is looking to scale and grow a business. It's there to support each other. Very welcome. Anyone in small business, very welcome to come and join us.
That's absolutely great. Thank you very much for that, Alex. So interesting and good luck on Monday. I will hope to come and join you, listen in for some of it.
We really appreciate your support as well, Alex.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Take care, Alex, and good luck on Monday.
Thank you.
Cambridge 105 Radio.